Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Baca, talking China trade from a beef perspective in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
We're talking with Kent Baca, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Kent, as we've joked maybe a little bit, it's almost hard to know where to start when we start about some of these trade issues. On top of mine, of course, is all the now ramped up tensions with China. This is something that maybe wasn't totally unexpected.
Yeah, I think we're taking a very realistic approach when it comes to China. You're talking about two of the biggest markets in the world, two of the biggest players. Nothing's just going to move easily. There are systemic changes that we need China to make. At the same time, China's got a good thing going here in the U.S., and they're unwilling to give that up. So President Trump and his team are really having to play hardball to try to get China to make those changes. That would ultimately be good for the U.S. economy. Unfortunately, when tariffs and everything are involved, ag's an easy target, and ag has continued to be a target. Beef is one of those items. We're not hurting as bad as other commodities, but that doesn't mean that we don't feel that pain. Obviously, we want this resolved as soon as possible, because if we could get that Chinese market open, and by open, if we could get the hormone restrictions, some of the restrictions on other technologies that China has on U.S. beef, and these are non-science-based restrictions, mind you, if we could open that market, conservatively, that's a $4 billion market for us annually. That's massive when you consider last year we exported $8.3 billion globally. We're talking $4 billion in one market. This is a tremendous opportunity. It's not going to be easy to get there, but we know that President Trump is committed to moving forward with this, but it's going to continue to be a bumpy ride.
And that extra set of burdens they put on U.S. beef trade as they opened it up a little over a year ago, that's actually in play, isn't it?
Yeah. Right now, we pretty much don't have any presence in the Chinese market because we face roughly a 50% tariff. We need that to come off. But even if we saw the tariff go away, the restrictions on hormones, beta agonists, traceability, all the other things that China has placed on us, it just makes it almost impossible for us to provide beef for that market. So what we have asked of the administration to address this is an extremely heavy lift. But we have an administration that's committed to making those changes. We have a Congress that supports taking a hard position with China. And ultimately, that's what it's going to take. So we'll continue to support the president playing hardball. And we hope that this bumpy ride we're all on can get resolved pretty soon.
What's the game plan with USMCA, especially on the House?
I think we need USMCA to move this summer. We need at least the process to be moving. Congress will usually take the path of least resistance. So if there's not any pressure from farmers and ranchers to move forward with USMCA, then they can afford to delay it. There are plenty of other things for them to work on. It's our job in the beef industry to let these members of Congress know just how important North American trade and the benefits this USMCA hold for our producers and for our economy. We've been doing a lot of education. We've been doing 6-7 months worth of education just on the merits of USMCA. I know that there will continue to be holdouts or people that don't want to take those positions. We need Congress to publicly support this agreement. We need it to move forward. And we need people in the countryside to engage. Now is the time to ask your representatives, why haven't they publicly supported the USMCA? and why aren't they out there pushing for this to move forward? We don't need people who will just vote yes. We need people who will be strong advocates for trade. We cannot afford to politicize trade because it's that valuable to all of us in the ag industry. So if we truly care about the next generation, about driving those profit margins that make it economically feasible for us to keep these farms and ranches in the family, then trade is one way to do that. We have to advocate for it. We have to speak up. And we need people in Washington who will engage on our behalf. We need elected officials who care about our future success. Trade agreements are part of that success, and that's why we need them to engage.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.